only local filmmaker, Ethan Neville.
Thanks coming at you. Yes, I'm over on the other side.
Thanks for stopping by tonight.
It's nice to be in Boulder, the town I pretty much formulated all of my brilliant ideas from. It was the epicenter, I would say. You know, Boulder, sort of hippie heaven. You got the big thumb up there, you know what I'm saying? Hitchhiker's Oasis.
Hitchhiker's Heaven, I think, is what you said earlier.
Yeah, that's exactly that right. Yeah.
I never thought of Devil's Thumb as a symbol for hitchhikers, but...
Hey, you know, those were some crazy days back
in
then.
In context.
I mean, my mother drove out here in an old GMC truck with two kids. She wasn't married. We had different fathers. She was young and just drove west. No seatbelts, you know what I'm saying? No seatbelts.
Fascinating. Well, like so many locals and their origin stories here in good old Boulder. Anyway, we're here to play some music. We're going to get things started with, you know what? Let's talk about that later. Right now, we're just going to jump right into it right here on Sound Lab.
Laboratory of Sound.
I'm going back when no one can find. There's a lot to think about. have a half a minder. Have to have a half a minder. Sometimes you even have to have half a mind. Half a mind to have a minder. You have a mind once upon a time. Upon a time I had a time. Once upon a time I had quite a time having all of my mind.
Thank you.
All right, you're still tuned into KGNU Boulder, Denver. This is the Sound Lab radio program. I'm your host for this evening's broadcast. My name is Steve Vegas. Joined in studio by noted Canadian filmmaker and former Boulderite, Ethan Neville.
Good evening there, Boulder. It's grand to be here. I'm going to tell you something tonight. I'm working on a film, and this film has to do with economics. And Boulder has the most valuable commodity on the planet. And you already know what that is. This is Boulder. It's the home of peace. Pass the peas. Peace. Peace will become the most valuable commodity on Earth. It will become far, far more valuable than anything we can imagine. But we have to study our economic systems, change some percentages around a little bit, rejig things if we want to survive. And it really, if you look at it, it's all about economics. Peace and war. It's really silly that we can't just all get along. That's Boulder.
These, of course, are not the opinions of KGNU, but of the filmmaker Ethan Neville, his particular artistic perspective on current events. Here, set free to roam the airwaves here on Sound Lab this evening.
New economics. The laboratory of sound.
Well, I like your message of peace.
Boulder's always been. I came here as a little kid. Kids are just inherently peaceful. Did you ever notice that Boulder Creek? You go down there as a kid.
Yeah.
You just chill out.
Yeah.
In the Boulder Creek, I love that place.
You gotta watch out for the poison ivy occasionally.
Well, you know, it's got three leaves. It's pretty easy to recognize.
Still learning, but you know, life's a journey, man. So, what did we hear in that last set of music? Going back and forth, but spending a lot of time in my favorite period of music. A little psychedelic, few psychedelic numbers in there. Began with Machine Gun Kelly's Rejects. I'm Going Back. They're a proto-punk group from Adelaide, Australia. That was recorded in 1966. We heard Where Was My Mind from The Minority. We also heard Die Matrosen from Lilliput. Half a Mind from the Holy Modal Rounders. We finish things out. Also Brian Eno and the Winkies with I'll Come Running. And we finish things out with our tribute to 4th of July. I'm so bored with the USA. We also covered Canada Day in there, as I think the lead guitar player of the Winkies was a Canadian. So covering the spectrum. Hats off to both sides of the border. And anything else to add?
Well, I just want to say that having been up north for 15 years, it's pretty nice up there. I mean, they even have palm trees. That's what I heard.
Palm trees?
Yeah, yeah. There's only one place, though, that has the palm trees.
Where's that?
I can't tell you. But it is in Canada, I promise you. There are palm trees in Canada.
I see. All right. A little drumming in the background.
Nice.
Well, I feel like I've been on it's almost like a National Geographic special there briefly, visiting Canada, the palm trees of Canada. And we're going to continue with the peaceful music here on KGNU. Stick around for more great stuff right here on Sound Lab.
Don't play. Psychedelic Sally, with your painted face. Psychedelic Sally, you're my saving grace. Psychedelic Sally, give your soul some time. Whoa, meditate and save your mind. Psychedelic Sally, with a painted view. Psychedelic Sally, I'm in love with you. Psychedelic Sally, what you searching for? Whoa, find the key and lock the door. Wandering around from town to town, don't know how the deal goes down. Waiting for your lucky break to come. Living life from hand to hand, passing around from man to man, for you know your feelings will be numb. Psychedelic Sally, don't you wanna know? Psychedelic Sally, I love you so. Psychedelic Sally, give yourself a chance. Ooh, come on here and find romance.
That she was catching hell. not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So we're in the driver's seat now.
It's some intense stuff. You know, this is like 1,000 people all playing individual drum kits.
1,000 people?
Something like that. It's on YouTube. It's the Boredoms.
The Boredoms, yeah. And they're
doing like this massive drum kit ensemble.
So this leads to my next point, right, about Boulder. Mm. You know, how the greatest commodity on the planet really is going to be peace, or is peace. Mm-hmm. And Boulder has the basis of that, which is a great steeped tradition of compassion. So, and compassion breeds art. Art breeds culture. Culture is what you need to build society. And society is the most evolved form of peace. And that's what Boulder has to offer. It has all this great science and arts and culture.
What about?
But it has to be fully supported. Like this radio station. This is a form of art.
Okay.
It is. I mean, Sound Laboratory. Mm. I mean, I've been listening to this radio station for a long time now. Mm. And KGNU is a very special part of my Canadian existence up there in the north.
See there, support from Canada, international. Yeah. Support.
It gives us hope that we don't have to build a wall to keep you out. No, just kidding. No, yeah, politics or swearing. I didn't say that. That was a personal, sorry,
right,
anecdotal. All right.
Right on the line.
Terribly sorry. We'll just kidding around.
Okay. See.
And Boulder also has a sense of humor. Mm. You know, you're going along forever. It's flat, and then all of a sudden,
Well, now, I thought that, there was some talk about a conceptual product that
Piece. Yeah. Well, it's the cosmic cuddle, of course.
Oh, the cosmic
That's what Boulder really, you know.
I think you could really, that could catch on. A cosmic
I think so.
What about a hashtag? Isn't that the kids are, isn't that what they do these days?
I think hashtags? They're, instead of tagging, like with spray cans and stuff, they're just hashtagging.
Okay.
I can't tell what
that
means.
First.
Yeah.
Hashtag cosmic cuddle. Okay.
Cosmic cuddle. Everybody needs a little, or a big cosmic cuddle. Heck, it's cosmic.
Just.
Cosmic cuddle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we heard some interesting music in that last set. I'm having a little bit of couple of issues with the playlist, so I'm just going to read these puppies back from my notes.
He does take copious notes. They're really, you know, those should be enshrined somewhere in Cajun U. Steve Vegas's notes.
We started out that last set with Pardon from Orchestra Polyrhythm Duo. I'll have to take off my sunglasses for that one.
Don't hurt yourself.
Katanu on Topic Records. I don't really know a lot about that one. I just, I was looking for some African psychedelic stuff, and that popped up, and I enjoyed that one. Peppy. Don't know what they were saying, but...
Got me moving.
Music is the universal language.
Cosmic cuddle.
Yeah. We also heard Reality from Black Murder. Murder. Depending on how you want to say it. A 1970 release from Chess Records. They were an American rock band from Detroit. You can hear a little bit of a soul influence there, but fairly intense and political as well, I believe. We heard Psychedelic Sally, the classic from Eddie Jefferson, from his landmark release, Body and Soul, 1968, Prestige Records. Cosmic Slop in there from Funkadelic. That one, a remembrance, a tribute...
To
Bernie Worrell, who co-wrote that song, or he has co-writer credit on that track. So yeah, we'll miss you, Bernie. Gosh, it's taken a lot this year. That one's particularly rough, but he lives on in his music. And with that, I don't know. Oh, well, of course, the revolution
great,
will not be televised.
You know, Gil Scott-Heron, who we had the good fortune of actually experiencing live in Oakland, I think it was. That was a while ago.
That was a good show.
That was another lifetime. All right.
Yeah. At
What was that little
Yoshi's
place? Yoshi's place. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. Anyway.
Another time, another place. Not here or not now.
And you're not allowed to swear in here. Is that correct?
Yeah.
There's no swearing.
Okay. You don't even really like to approach the topic.
Okay. I'm not. I'm not gonna swear. I swear that I won't swear.
I'm glad you can keep it together.
And no politics, right?
No politics. I mean, it's a little bit of a frontier. Things are a little looser there.
Oh, yeah. It's wild up there. We got all this space.
So we're a little...
And palm trees.
A little less spacious.
Remember that. Maybe. Just remember that. There are palm trees in Canada. I started with that.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go right back into the music, as we like to say around here. I don't know. Let's just let it be a surprise. What's coming up next on CD1?
I love surprises.
KGMU Sound Lab.
There's a lady that's sure. Oh, that glitters are gold.
When she's buying a stairway to heaven.
When she gets there, she knows if the stars are all closed.
Oh, with the words she can get what she came for.
Oh, yeah.
There's a chorus here somewhere, man.
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure.
Because you know sometimes words have two meanings too.
In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird that sings.
Oh, sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
There's a feeling I man get when I look to the west,
and my spirit is crying for leaving.
You know my thoughts I man see rings of smoke to the tree.
Oh, and the voices of those who still look came.
Oh yeah. And that's whispered that soon, if we all go that tune,
oh, then the piper will lead us to reason.
And I'm a new day well done for those that stand long.
Oh, in the forests they'll echo with laughter. Does anybody remember laughter?
Oh,
and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a nice little adventure there.
Dred Zeppelin, live on Australian television from 1988. Of course, bookending the track Taurus from Spirit, Randy California's Spirit. That was that was in the news recently as the song. They claim that Stairway to Heaven ripped off the first part of that. You know what was the most interesting about that whole deal? Was that we learned Led Zeppelin didn't actually write Stairway to Heaven where they'd always said they wrote it at that Brinny Maw.
Really? It wasn't that cool? They wrote it in an uncool place? Is that what you're saying?
No, they just, for years, people have been pilgrimaging to this place in Scotland or the English countryside because that's where Stairway to Heaven was written. If you can fancy that.
I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's like Père Lachaise in Paris or something. A rock monument, and it turns out, well, not so much.
Yeah, exactly.
Just another estate in the English countryside, unfortunately.
You know, like Keith Richards, you know, getting his blood transfused. You know, that was another one of those urban myths out there. Remember, you know, he got off the plane and they asked him, so we heard you were over there, you know.
True.
Yeah. No, it's not.
It's not.
Did you read Life? Life. He answers it. He laughs his head off. He said,
Life
well,
magazine.
No, Life, his book,
book.
Yeah. That I read. So he said, yeah, I just let that rumor go because it sounded so cool, you know, basically. Yeah. But yeah, no, I didn't get my blood transfused. Yeah. He just stopped. Yeah.
I heard he kicked with push-ups.
Well, obviously he's in good shape. I mean, he's doing something. He's doing a lot of music, which is great.
We're happy for that.
Yeah.
We've got some Sun Ra in the background here. So, I mean, it's been a show about peace, about cosmic cuddles, about society. What are we doing?
Yeah, film. I mean, that's the, that was sort of the way we could segue into that. It's all a big film. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thing. But really, it's just reality. And I have two slogans that I've sort of abided by. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And one of them comes from Buckaroo Banzai, which if nobody's if you haven't seen that film, Buckaroo Banzai, okay. He's got one of the great lines ever.
Okay.
I'm just giving this to you. All right, Boulder. All right, and you know this. Boulder knows this. Okay. Wherever you go, there you are.
Oh. I remember a lot of Buckaroo Banzai t-shirts back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Buckaroo was, you know.
Was there a TV tie-in?
Yeah. I don't know if they ever made it to TV, but...
Not that big. Or maybe too big. Too big for TV.
So another slogan that goes with that really nicely comes from the ancient tradition of Buddhism and Lujong practice, which is contemplating these slogans.
Lujong?
Yeah. It's in these cards. Lujong. Or Lojong. And so, abandon all hope of fruition. So you put those two together, and then you kind of.
That's pretty profound.
Well, this is Boulder. I think it has the antidotes that the world.
The whole Boulder County listening area down in Denver.
It's a big cosmic cuddle up here. We got the Grateful Dead coming to town. What's left of them? I mean, that's what I'm trying to get at. Peace, love, and understanding.
Got the Grateful Dead hour.
Yeah, coming up. Right. See, was that? I mean, I mean, you can't even plan a trans. Yeah. See,
I think we're gonna get management involved here, and
maybe you'll have your own show.
You'd be good.
I'd be groovy. I don't know if I'd be good. Basically good. It could be the basic goodness hour. Yeah.
Okay.
That
seems to fit with the theme.
So it's a lot about flowing, right? I mean, radio, you got to have flow on your playlist. And what I love about the KGNU playlist, no matter what, it's human-made most of the time. I mean, it's these amazing Boulder human beings.
100% human.
Yeah, and they make these lists that you will not hear anywhere else on planet Earth. And when I'm up there in Canada, it brings me home to Boulder. There is that, are we allowed to talk about the curse on the air?
Oh, Niwot's curse.
Yeah, is that okay? It might be political, though. No, forget it. No, it's okay.
Well, go ahead. I don't know. Maybe 19th century. I don't want to touch issues there. Let's back away from that.
Yeah, the curse of Niwot. You can look it up. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
I don't think you should say it.
I shouldn't. You're right. No. All right. No swearing. No politics.
No curses. No curses of any kind.
Okay. All right. Religious curses or like.
I'm just doing kind of a wild mix in the background here. We're going to hear some pet sounds. Now, when I was a young man...
Yeah. You were young?
Well, relatively. I was young in age.
Ah, yes.
So, one of these parties at a college party kind of place where there's like a Patti Smith poster on the wall. And
you got to love Patti Smith.
Thunderbird wine going around. I heard a story about this crazy record by Brian Wilson, who we all knew was, touched.
Yes.
But how he locked himself in a studio and recorded this wild, insane record called Pet Sounds. And I thought there was a piece about a fire and him losing all the tapes. At least that's how it was told to me. But the great internet machine, the cloud, tells me. The artificial intelligence, we like to call Google, tells me.
The algorithm.
Actually, maybe it was Wikipedia, so I know that's a hot button issue, but...
hey, it's all true, man.
Didn't say anything about any fires, but that's how it was passed down to me. So, back in the old days when we just had the oral tradition,
it
created this kind of legend in my mind, this record, Pet Sounds. And really, the other record was Smile. That was the real record that had, the secret outtakes that survived the studio fire. Again, I think this is all... I don't think any of this happened at this point.
It could have, though. I mean, Smile and Pet Sounds, I think, are out there, for sure.
But in my mind, it created a legend around these records. And here we are. A lot of people think that this was not the first, but a first psychedelic record.
Is this Brian Wilson?
It's Phil Spector.
Oh, right, with the Wall of Sound,
And it's Al Jardine, another famous guy. The Wrecking Crew, they played on this. So there it is, Pet Sounds. I'm just kind of going back and forth here as we talk. It's got
that lounge sound, that psychedelic lounge sound where you're sitting down drinking a martini. It's kind of a little smooth.
Yeah.
A little,
it's very fear-loving in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But then
a little cheesy. It's got a little cheese whiz on it. You know what I'm saying?
It does, but yeah. I think there's some, there's,
you know, it's a balance.
There.
Yeah, yeah. I can hear that.
You know,
yeah.
I think anytime Phil Spector got involved with it.
Oh yeah, the hair and the glasses. A little cheese. A little cheese got on it. Yeah, it's, but he did some. You know, it's a bit of a nut, but he did all right.
But yeah, that was Pet Sounds from Pet Sounds, and now we're hearing. We're back to Sun Ra from the 1978 release Liquidity. And I want to say this one is called That's How I Feel. It's a good way to feel on a Saturday night.
Fantastic.
That hour. Well, Ethan Neville, noted Canadian filmmaker and messenger of peace. Thank you. Thank you. For gracing the airwaves this evening here on SoundLab.
Well, I hope it was graceful. You know, I did my best. I tried to, you know, put on my very smooth radio announcer voice, and you know, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. I mean, I got a little trebly there, I think, sometimes. You know, a little bit too much bass sometimes. But you know, I would say I wasn't too tight or too loose, probably. Yeah. So, anyways, Boulder. This is a little homecoming for me. I'm bringing my children, a 13-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old son, to Boulder for the first time. And you know, when
we're
you go to a hometown...
With my 11-year-old daughter right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, and they're with my closest friend in the universe, Mr. Steve Vegas.
And Mr. Yep. Ethan Neville, yep. Known by some other names.
That's true. There are some other...
again.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the real deal. Right here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. This has been the SoundLab radio program. I've been your host, Steve Vegas. For Ethan
yeah.
Neville, signing off.
I'm signing off of this laboratory of sound right now, and with great love in my heart.
Supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by these local businesses.
Grateful Dead, take it away.
Cosmic Cuddles,
specializing in criminal defense and family law for all income
levels. Hashtag Cosmic Cuddles.
The Alternative Law Office can be reached by phone at 303-442-2166 and is located at 1733 Canyon Boulevard. And by Indian Peak Springwater, glacier-fed springwater from 10,000 feet for office or home use. Their telephone is 303-440-0432.
Hello, this is a message from KGNU. We've been close to 2 months behind in our broadcast of the Grateful Dead Hour. In order to get current, we're going to forego broadcasting shows 1441 through 1447. These shows have been posted on our website at kgnu.org, where you can listen to them at your convenience. Tonight's show is number 1448. Enjoy.
Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from the Be Kind Gathering, July 21st through 24th at Terrapin Hill Farm in Harrodsburg, Kentucky. Keller Williams, John Cavalasik Band, Rumpke Mountain Boys, me, David Gans, and many more. Information and tickets at BeKindGathering.com. And from the Jerry Garcia family, presenting the return of the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration featuring Warren Haynes. Tour stops include Tanglewood, Red Rocks, Central Park, and more. And announcing the next installment of the Garcia Live series coming June 24th on Round Records. Garcia Live Volume 6 is Jerry Garcia and Merle Saunders, recorded July 5th, 1973. Complete tour dates and archival release info at jerrygarcia.com. And from Dead & Company, Bob Weir, Bill Kreutzmann, Mickey Hart, John Mayer, Jeff Cementi, and Oteil Burbridge on tour from coast to coast June 10th through July 30th. Complete details and ticketing at www.deadandcompany.com. That's Dead & Company on tour through July 30th, deadandcompany.com. Additional support comes this week from the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York. Frank Zappa played the Cap four legendary times in the 70s, and on Friday, July 8th, Dweezil Zappa Plays Frank Zappa will honor his music in the most authentic way imaginable. Events, information, and ticketing at thecapitoltheater.com.